Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Meghan Markle was being made fun of, not just by sassy podcasters, but by US senators. Senator Shelley Moore Capito said she was driving when a call came from a blocked number, which she assumed to be Democratic holdout Senator Joe Manchin. It was not Joe. A woman was on the other end of the phone. And she goes, "Senator Capito, this is Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex." I couldn't figure out how she got my number. Senator Susan Collins told Politico she also got a call from Prince Harry's wife. Much to my surprise, she called me on my private line and she introduced herself as the Duchess of Sussex, which is kind of ironic. I was happy to talk with her, but I'm more interested in what the people of Maine are telling me about it. The senator then insisted dismissively. It is believed Meghan had been given their mobile numbers by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Gillibrand said, "I talked to each of the women's senators and let them know that she's going to reach out because she only completed two of the calls. She's going to call some others, so I let them know in advance. She, Meghan, wants to be part of a working group to work on paid leave long term, and she's going to be. Whether this comes to fruition now or later, she'll be part of a group of women that hopefully will work on paid leave together." One Twitter user wrote, "This is wholly inappropriate and an abuse of her title, which should be stripped." Another Twitter user got good traction by posting, "Good grief, who do you think you are?" Political pundit Darren Grimes called it further proof that Markle and Harry have turned into an insufferable pair. And Twitter user at Piers Morgan said, "Just outrageous for Princess Pinocchio to use her royal title for political lobbying like this. The Queen must stop the Sussexes causing such endless damage to the monarchy's reputation. Take their titles away." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Forbes wondered why Prince Harry and Meghan Markle must weigh in on absolutely everything, including parental leave. Guy Martin writes, "The letter written by Meghan Markle to lobby Senator Chuck Schumer and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on paid leave for parenting, published on October 20th on newly non-royal Sussex letterhead by the Paid Leave for All organization, is a remarkable personal document in many respects, not least of all because it represents yet another decent cause, piled on to the quite large number of good causes in support of which Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have claimed agency or, at a minimum, advocacy. People of prominence in Hollywood should, in fact, lobby and or lend their names to causes to their heart's content. It's a right. But this letter is remarkable for a few other reasons. First, at just over 1,000 words, it's extremely long. Second, it argues an obvious point and does so quite defensively, as the paid leave legislation seems likely to pass, plus or minus Meghan Markle's observations to these two politicians, we can fairly say that Meghan Markle's spoken word and her writing voice do seem to have a presence, occasionally a mite preachy, possibly overbearing, and almost always scattered, but that can also be read as forceful. This couple have 1,000 good causes that are good fit and to which they devote their time, and they may well be keeping it in perspective. Which is to say, the 1,000-word letter could have been just a solid afternoon's work, a lobbying effort to which they could offer a shoulder because it seemed like it might help, at least to the interest group under whose banner they published it. But this specific letter bears a rather more sweeping, grand, personal, anecdotal, long-term tone than that, and it's wholly Meghan Markle's. To the letter, then. Of the addressee, Senator Chuck Schumer's name and address are flush left. Speaker Pelosi's name is flush right, in what we can call the secondary position, as we do read from left to right. While the Senate is, in some ways, the senior body of the two on the Hill, here it seems that Meghan Markle's protocol team has forgotten the order of succession to the presidency in the United States, which is to say, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is the third most powerful elected official in the U.S. government. She, and only she, is designated to assume the reins of the country should President Biden and Vice President Harris be simultaneously incapacitated. Bluntly put, Speaker Pelosi outranks Senator Schumer by a long shot. The addressees should be reversed, with Miss Pelosi flush left. The lapse is buttressed and emphasized in the actual address. "Dear Leader Schumer and Speaker Pelosi," Miss Markle writes. This is minor and forgivable, but here again, she's put him first twice and she's not even out of the starting gate, which is never a good thing if you're writing the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Next, instead of delving immediately into the issue at hand, Meghan Markle has chosen to fashion the first paragraph about herself. It's a subject with which she's familiar in a rhetorical flourish. It's a play that she, Prince Harry, and other speakers often engage in order to come down to a plain speaking level. Martin continues analyzing the formatting of the letter in great detail. Again, you can find this article on Forbes.com before concluding, although Meghan Markle and her husband have attained great amounts via their brand of the practice. As the tone and content of this open letter to Pelosi and Schumer indicates, it risks becoming all over the place and somewhat thin. Put another way, Ms. Markle needs to broadcast something, and she's quite adroitly and swiftly built a number of those stages from which she can do that. Paid parental leave is yet another one of those. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.